Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Hacker Culture Podcast. I'm your host, J.R. Swab. You can find me all over the internet as J.R. S.W.A.B., my initials and last name. Pretty freaking easy. Mastodon is at mastodon.xyz. Twitter is obviously Twitter. Steemit is on Steemit. So on and so forth, etc., etc. I am also the lead and only developer of Archivatory, a new application that is making IPFS easy for a everyday person. Since IPFS is in a command line driven interface, as far as I'm aware, or that's all I've ever used it as, and people just don't, have that kind of gusto that we do as hackers that love to put things together and make things awesome. So check that out if you do have a chance. Let me know if any improvements you would like to see. Also, we do have a Hacker Culture podcast website. It is very much bare bones because I just don't have time to work on it. There you will find the RSS feed, and you'll also find a link to the XMPP chat group. This is an XMPP link, so if you you want to open that in your XMPP application, and you'll get to it. It is a crazy long number. It is like 23K5KL6SD25. 235S at conference.hackerculture.us. I couldn't pick a better name for the first part of it, since I'm paying the Conversations app to just basically host the XMPP server. Because it's cheaper to do that than almost run my own XMPP server. And, I only got so much money. And then you have a link to my Keybase.io account, which is also at JRSWAB. But today, we're talking about something I came across recently. I think I saw this before in the past, but I didn't really pay attention to it. And then I came across it recently because I'm looking for a way to allow a little bit of decentralization and federation within Archivatory, so that the server that I pay for isn't the only one accepting uploads and taking all of it. Because at that point, I'm still the only one with the information, and it's kind of useless. So with IPFS, you're able to take a hash, which is the contents hash, the address of the content, and you can pin it to your PC, to your instance, to your node, and I basically save a copy of it in full. So there's another copy of it on the network, which makes it more robust and more persistent, because permanence is IPFS, but it's not necessarily persistent, and it's permanent because the content, as long as the content's never changed, the contents will always have the same address. That's that hash. So you'll always be able to have that same address no matter where the content's hosted. So it's permanent at permanent addressing, but it's not persistent as in like, it's not, if you take the only copy of it off the network, even though you have the address and the address is looking for that exact piece of content, you won't be able to find it anywhere. You won't be able to display it and see it. So having Archivatory be able to federate itself so that we can share information and pin each other's content, not necessarily at a 1-to-1 ratio, because then we would all fill up at the exact same rate and it'd be kind of useless. Maybe at like a 3-to-1 or a 5-to-1. So it's like every fifth entry into a log of some kind, pin it for whatever reason. And then if you want a complete removal of your content, it would be a unpin. A pin remove, and then hit the hash. So I've been looking through options to do this. One option is ActivityPub, I think it's called, which is what Mastodon uses, what PeerTube uses. And it's very, it could work. And it's very, very much focused on, geared to social media kind of thing. And Archivatory is not really a social media kind of thing. It is just an upload service to have your content on IPFS if you want it there. So I was like, okay, that can work. I can make this work, and it's not terrible. And then I had some ideas like, oh well, we could use the Steam blockchain. But then if you want to pin your, if you want your content to not be just on the one server, you would have to have a Steam account and like at least like a 1,000th of a Bitcoin or a Bitcoin of a Steam, which wouldn't be hard to get after a little bit of content creation. And the same with Bitcoin Cash blockchain. I thought about using that. And again, but you need Bitcoin Cash to send and receive this information. And then I came across this thing called Secure Scuttlebutt. And literally on their GitHub, the first sentence says, a database of unforgettable, append-only feeds optimized for efficient replication for peer-to-peer protocols. I said, okay, this is interesting. I'll keep reading. This is, what does it do? Secure Scuttlebutt provides tools for dealing with unforgettable append-only message feeds. You can create a feed, post messages to that feed, verify a feed was created by somebody else, stream messages to and from feeds, and more. Says unforgettable means that only the owner of a feed can modify that feed, as enforced by digital signing, aka public and private keys. This property makes Secure Scuttlebutt useful for peer-to-peer applications, and Secure Scuttlebutt also makes it easy to encrypt messages. So I was looking over this, kind of like reading about it, and it seems like it's kind of exactly what I need, and not much frill. And that's what I like. Activity Pub, I think it's called. There's a lot of more frill to it because it can do a lot more things, and that's fine because it's what it needs. Like being able to follow people on other instances, like you need that in Mastodon. You need to be able to follow people that aren't on your exact instance of Mastodon, and that's good for that kind of stuff. But I don't need that. Like, I don't need all that extra stuff. And this literally seems like, so you have identities, which is like the public and private key pair for your machine, for the node that will be running. The feeds are the append-only sequences of messages. The message is like, you know, hey, you know, everybody, here's a pin. If it's your cycle to pin this. Object IDs. It says here the text inside the message can refer to three types of secure Scuttlebutt entries. There are messages, feeds, and blobs. Messages and blobs are referred to by their hashes, but a feed is referred to by its public signing key. Thus, messages within a feed can refer to another feed or a particular point within a feed. So that's pretty cool too. So objects begin with at symbols. So this is a little bit more. I don't know much about the objects, and the object IDs, but it sounds like you can refer to other feeds as well. So that's pretty cool. It could work well. You can replicate things. It says it's possible to easily replicate data between two secure Scuttlebutts. So that'd be nice because if Archivatory.com has a feed, and then Archivatory.io has a feed, then you'd be able to talk to each other and sync up and have the same feed. And that's kind of what I come across with an application that uses Secure Scuttlebutt called Patchwork. And it is a social network blogging platform kind of thing that uses Secure Scuttlebutt. And so if I have my Secure Scuttlebutt open and we're on the same network, then we can both share the content with each other. And that's kind of how it would work with this federating Archivatory, I think. It's just kind of, you know, kind of getting out there and thinking about things. But we could all synchronize data. And we can all sync up on chains. Because the way this patchwork works is, when I see your device, when our device talk to each other, we sync up. And so you get my information, I get your information. And then we see, you know, back to the beginning of time, however far back it needs to be. And then it propagates. And anything that I have on my feed, you get on your feed. So if I met Joe Schmo on the street and we sync up our patchwork together, I have all Joe Schmo's stuff up until that point. And then I sync up with you, you know, 2 days later. You get all of Joe Schmo's stuff, again, up to the point where I got all of Joe Schmo's stuff. So we each have our own feeds that sync together. And I think this is probably a decent way to go about it because it's all a text-only feed, so it's going to be very small. And it kind of gives each instance of Archivatory its own authority, right? Like, if you run an instance of Archivatory and you say, I only want to accept, you know, certain content, you could essentially, and I'm looking into this a little deeper, hopefully Scuttlebutt does this, only pin messages that have this certain content. Like, they're only pictures, you know. You can't do only, like, cat pictures, because that's almost, it'd probably be super impossible to figure out, unless, yeah, it'd be tough to figure out. But you have your own feed, so we can sync feeds, and so my feed would see all of the pictures that you allow to be uploaded. So, like, yeah, I you're only only allow pictures. I allow pictures, video, PDFs, whatever, everything and anything. And so I can see all your stuff when we sync up, and you can see all my stuff. But it could be easily done that your instance will only pin messages in a log file, a secure scuttlebutt log file that is only .pngs and JPEGs, right? And I think this is probably going to be the best way to go about it. They have an API, SSB API, and so you just require secure scuttlebutt, and you give it the path to create the file, or you know where it should be found. Tell it to require some stuff, and it seems pretty straightforward. And I'm kind of still getting into it a little bit to see exactly how to go about this. The GitHub page has a lot of information on it, but they also have a handbook kind of thing. So if you go to scuttlebutt.nz, you will get the Secure Scuttlebutt Handbook. And it actually is based off of Patchwork. Like, this is information from Patchwork. But if I want to go to getting started on this page, it'll talk to me about, it uses Patchwork to kind of explain how Secure Scuttlebutt works. And it makes it a little bit easy. So that's very nice. So it has it says here remotely. So you connect locally. So if we're on the same network, it would be easy to connect. But you can do it remotely. It says even if you are next to someone, next to someone, you want to still connect to a pub server so you can exchange info with one another. That's kind of something I'm thinking about. So how do we get all the archivatories to talk to each other? Do we make a giant VPN and hop on there? Or do we just all be our own pubs, and then automatically, when you start up a new instance of Archivatory, you're a pub by default because it's in the program, and your pub has a seed pub where it's like, this one is a pub here, get the information from this, and it could tell you where other pubs are, and pubs being I think it's going off of the whole public house kind of thing, where it's like you can talk to other people that you don't necessarily know. That's kind of how that works. Go to scuttlebutt.nz, not secure, but just scuttlebutt.nz, and you'll watch a video. It's pretty well done, actually. But it's another option that I'm thinking about, and this might be the best way to go about it. You can get invitations, but you can also have a public. So it's like an invite, invite only pubs, but it's also public pubs, which is kind of funny to say. And so we'd have to make them all public. So if anyone wants to connect to them, they could. If they were all invitation only, it'd have to be. I guess you could make your specific instance invite only if you want to be very secret and secure. It might be the best way. Like I said, this site uses Patchwork to explain things, so it's not exactly what I need to read through. They had the Secure Scuttlebutt Handbook, but it's essentially just saying install Patchwork, and I'm going to be doing more of an API-driven Scuttlebutt thing. Because there's other applications that use Secure Scuttlebutt as well, and they were listed here somewhere. So let me see if I can find them again. APIs. I do not see the link anymore. Scuttlebutt, what's this? It's a tool that makes it easy to replicate multiple secure Scuttlebutts using a decentralized network. Oh, dang! They just solved my problem. How about that, guys? This is why things work. So there's something that might actually help me do what I want to do even easier. Check out Secure Scuttlebutt and download Patchwork. Just fire something up. Maybe if you guys are interested, I'll start a hacker culture pub, and we can all join in there. It's literally it's like a Twitter-ish kind of thing, but long form content could be on here. You can have channels with the hashtag cooking or whatever, and that's where all the cooking stuff goes. You can have hashtags and It's for, I don't know how long this has been around for, but it seems like it's pretty well developed and it's probably going to solve my problem. Actually, this has been around for a long time. The oldest commit on this GitHub is 4 years ago. So that's pretty interesting. They've been around for a while, so I think we're pretty safe to use this. Yeah, let me know what you guys think about Secure Scuttlebutt and if you want to use it or not. Also, if you're in the XMPP chat, that's the best way to message me. I'm not getting like messages from the conversations app. I'm not getting like alerts on my phone for some reason, so I have to like force an update through to my Android device today or tomorrow. I don't know. I still have to live stream some development of Archivatory and get some work done on that. But yeah, I'll at least open it up and check it to make sure you guys are, you know, aren't waiting for me to respond to you. So message me there. That's the best way to get in touch with me. Also on Discord, but, you know, that's Discord. XMPP is better for... It just feels better, right? It just feels better to use XMPP. Well, that's all I have to say today about Secure Scuttlebutt. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I hope you learned something from this one. And I'll let you guys know how Archivatory goes in the future. Updates are published every Monday. Every Sunday, I push out updates to the live production server. Well, first I push it to the staging area, make sure it works, and then I push it into production. And then I update. I push out all the updates and what changed to my Steemit account. So that's steemit.com/JRSWAB. If you want to see all the super nerdy source code and stuff, it's there. And, of course, it's on the most up-to-date repos are on GitLab. That's where you will find the development branch and the current working branch. GitLab.com/JRSWAB, and also it is on GitHub as well, but it's a mirror, so all you'll see on GitHub is what's currently live on the website that you see when you use the program. So that being said, thanks for listening, guys. I hope you have a good one, and remember, stay hacky.